Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Your Relationship With podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Snow. I'm the founder of the Powerful Women Rising community for female entrepreneurs, and I also host a monthly virtual speed networking event called Women Who Network Like Bosses, Not Like Weirdos. I would love for you to join us at our next one, and I will drop the link in the show notes. Today, I am interviewing Ty Goodwin. She is an award-winning instructional designer, author, speaker, and marketing strategist. She's the CEO of That Marketing Team and a former teacher turned entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience with marketing online. After helping hundreds of entrepreneurs leverage social media and online marketing as a coach, she stepped into the agency world to literally take marketing tasks off the plates of her clients. Love it. Please enjoy my interview with Ty Goodwin. Hello, Ty. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Melissa. I am super excited for this conversation.
Yes, me too. So glad you agreed to come on and be a guest to talk about email marketing, one of my favorite, least favorite things. So before we dig in, tell everybody a little bit about you and your relationship with email marketing.
You know, I was thinking about this question. Email marketing saved my business or saved my bank account and helped me launch my business. I left my last day job about 6 years ago. And at that time, I didn't have an active email list. I had about 2,500 names and emails that I hadn't talked to in about 2.5 years, Melissa, which is like death sentence, right? But I sent out a quiz to that list. And within 2 weeks, I had 500 people back on my email list and launched my coaching business. And so if I had not had an opportunity to email those people, if I didn't have an email list, I wouldn't have had any clients. So it literally did help me launch my business and save my bank account.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome. So for those who aren't super familiar, maybe they're newer in business or they're like me, I'd been in business for probably like a year or two. And then somebody said something about my email list and I was like, I'm sorry, my what? Let's start at the very beginning, the basics. What is email marketing and why is it important?
You know, great place to start because, you know, it's when you've been in it for a long time, you can forget, right, that everybody knows what email marketing is. So email marketing, what I like to call it is a virtual dialogue. You know, if I just met you at a networking event, Melissa, you and I might, you know, hit it off. We might go get coffee. Well, I can't do that with every single person that I meet online. However, I can invite them to a virtual dialogue via email, which means, hey, you met me on Facebook or you encountered me on YouTube or LinkedIn, and then you're going to give me your contact information and I'm going to send you some messages and we're going to engage in a virtual dialogue so we can build this relationship so we can decide if it's good enough for us to work together.
Awesome. That makes sense. So that is really how we are taking people who are they're not even cold leads because we've met them somehow, right? Somehow we've gotten their contact information and they've asked to hear from us. It's a very important part, right? Make sure people want to hear from you via email. Yeah. And so that's the way that we're kind of nurturing that audience and warming them up even more, giving them a taste of who we are as a business owner, what we stand for, what we do, how we can help them, right?
Well, yeah. And quite honestly, it's both sides of it. So there's emailing people who are warm, people who have given you permission to contact them with marketing material. And then there's also something called cold marketing or direct marketing, where you're actually doing cold outreach to people who you've never met before. And it's a little bit of a different process. But as a marketing agency, that's a lot of what we do. We do cold outreach to people who have never even heard of us, inviting them into our space.
Awesome. And how does that work? How do you find those people and how do you invite them into your space?
It's a secret. No, it's
you're like, pay me money if you want to know.
That's right. Yeah. But you know, you might have heard something called scraping, right? Where there are these bots or there's these platforms that go and they scrape information from the internet. So for example, if you've got your name and your email address somewhere on your website, there's an actual tool that can pull that information and put it into a spreadsheet. And then people buy and sell those. Or again, you can use a plat. There are plenty of platforms that offer that kind of service. We have one called Lead Fuel that goes and pulls that data from like LinkedIn. So you get a name and an email address, and you're going to send them an email. And these are going to be cold emails. Now, there's a little bit of a trick to it because you don't want to use your regular email account because you get blocked and all that kind of stuff. But to be quite honest, there are companies that will have 10 or 15 different email addresses that they reach out to people from every single day. And they have whole teams of people that do that in order to bring in sales.
Wow. So it's really like a whole process.
It's a whole process.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk about email marketing in general. I feel like whether we're talking about the cold emails or even the warm emails, entrepreneurs, specifically the females that I work with, I feel like they have kind of a love-hate relationship with email marketing. And for some people, I think it's kind of like social media. It's like the thing that we feel like we should be doing, but we don't really want to. So why do you think that is, that people have this sort of love-hate relationship with email marketing?
I think it falls back to not really understanding how marketing works. Mm. You know, I think there's this misconception that the minute I send somebody an email, they're going to obviously say yes to whatever it is I send. And that's just not how it works. There are a lot of us who have ascribe to the philosophy of emailing often, emailing twice a week, every day sometimes when you've got a promotion. And listen, we know that you're not going to open every email. We know that. We don't expect you to. But here's what happens psychologically is that you're going to see my name over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so that when you're ready to make a decision, whose name is going to come top of line, it's going to be my name. But I think a lot of people don't understand that. And I know a lot of women especially say, well, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to, you know, but here's the reality of it. Most of our clients don't handle email the way we do. Now, Melissa, you don't have to confess, but I'm going to confess. I sign up for every freaking thing. Right? I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. Let me see what their funnel was like. Because we build funnels, so we hack funnels, right? Most of my clients don't do that, right? You know, I remember my ex-husband now, he had a zero inbox every day. And I'm like, what the heck is a zero inbox? Like, how do you get like zero emails in your inbox like every day? But he would get things from Best Buy and Amazon like on a daily basis, and he would literally go through and delete them every day. That's what a lot of people's inboxes are like.
Yeah.
We're looking at our inboxes with like 90 billion things in them, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, and it's not the same. So having a better understanding of how marketing works, why certain things work in marketing, and recognizing that most people don't subscribe to everything under the sun. And I think that can help us change. And there's one more thing I think can help us change our mindset about email marketing, Melissa, and that's understanding the profitability of it.
Mm.
The ROI on email is for every $1 you spend, you can make $44 back.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you start to understand the numbers and the psychology behind it, I think you can start to appreciate email marketing, because even beyond social media, it is still the number one way that small businesses either get new clients or they are able to monetize their existing customer base simply because they're sending more emails.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I've definitely seen that in my own business for sure, because I do have an email list now. I have come a long way in the last 6 years. And I also think too, when I was listening to you talk, I think part of the problem is we, especially women, like you said, have this idea of like, I don't want to bother people. Or a big one is like, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be sleazy, right? I don't want to be the person in their inbox that's like, hey, buy my thing all the time. But when you think about it, it's very similar to what I tell people with networking. If you stop thinking of it as networking and start thinking of it as relationship building, it feels a lot better. And I feel like that's part of what you're saying with email marketing too, right? If we think of it as like, this is how I'm reaching out to people to connect with them, to build a relationship with them, to provide value to them, that feels a lot less gross to a lot of people, don't you think?
I think it can feel gross. I also have to ask people to really check, is it true? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the old Byron Katie, you know, book, you know, from way back when. But I hear people say that all the time. I don't want to be too salesy. And I will often ask my clients, because I'm a consultant, but I'm also a coach, right? I put both of those hats on. And I ask them, when is the last time anybody ever told you that you were salesy?
Yeah, no, it's just a thing we made up and decided was true all the time.
Exactly. And I'm like, nobody's ever told you you were pushy. And for most of my clients, and I think it's probably true for your audience too, our intention isn't to be pushy or salesy. And nobody typically perceives us that way. Now, if somebody gets bothered because they get too many emails, it means they don't like you. Mm-hmm. And they're not for you. And let them unsubscribe. Can I tell you a quick story, Melissa?
Yes, I love stories.
At the end of last year, I had a woman reach out to me, and we've got a great CRM. It's the one that we built and, you know, use for our clients and with our clients. And so I could see the history before I got on a sales call with her. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, wow, it's 2022. This woman has been on my list since 2021. And so I asked her, I said, hey, you know, I'm looking at your history. I said, you were on my webinar back in 2021, almost 14, 15 months ago. She was like, yeah. She's like, I loved your webinar. I knew I wanted to work with you. I was just waiting for our company to get into the right place. Mm-hmm. Now, Melissa, full transparency, there have been times when we do our monthly masterclasses and challenges where I email my list every single day. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about 10 days nonstop. She'd been on my list for over 14 months, getting all of those emails and did not unsubscribe. She's my people.
Yeah.
Somebody else that unsubscribed, they're not my people. And you know what? That is perfectly fine. And I think we have to be willing to be not liked. I know for a lot of women, I want them to like me. No, I don't really care if you like me or not. You know, I had to get over that a long time ago. It's not about you liking me. The question that I need to answer is, can I help you solve a problem?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what business is about.
Yeah. Amen to all of that. I just had a very similar experience. I did a launch and I emailed my list every day for almost 10 days. And I got quite a few unsubscribes. I just added a bunch of people to my list through a challenge that I had done in January. And every time someone unsubscribed, I was like, I don't have a lot of drama about this because that person was never going to buy my stuff anyway. Like, why? I was just talking about this on an episode I did about LinkedIn. Like, we get so upset about people unfollowing us or unsubscribing from us. And it's like, why do you want to keep talking to somebody who doesn't care what you have to say? Exactly. I don't, especially when there's a whole bunch of other people who do want to hear what I have to say. I'd much rather talk to them.
You know, I used to watch Dr. Phil all the time.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched Dr. Phil in like 2.5 years. Did Dr. Phil stop being on TV? Absolutely not. Did Dr. Phil stop making money? Absolutely not. You know, you know what I mean? It's not as big as we feel it. And I think for a lot of women, we've got to take the emotion out of business. Yes, we can be compassionate. Yes, we can be empathic. I'm a bit intuitive in what I do and how I work with my clients. And yet, there is that place where you take the emotion out of it. Like, this is not personal. Either I can help you or I can't. And, you know, from a marketing standpoint, we look at the numbers. And so I'm a bit of a numbers geek because marketing is directly connected to numbers. And just so your audience knows this, at least 50% of the people on your email list are never going to buy from you.
Mm.
They forgot why they signed up. They just don't go back and clean up their stuff. They were just wanting to be nosy and see. I had a woman that was like that. I was like, hey, you've been on my list all this time and I see you open all of my emails, but you never buy anything. And yep. I asked her, she said, oh yeah, I just want to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, unsubscribe. And I removed her from the list.
But thank you for your honesty. Bye-bye.
But my point is that 50% of the people that are on your list are just probably not your people. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. You do want to pay attention to that 47%. Well, there's two other numbers. 47% are people who are in that stage of kind of thinking about it, or, you know, it's that buyer cycle that they're in. And then 3% of those people are ready to buy from you right now once you make them the right offer. And mm-hmm. when you think about those numbers, now I think people can begin to understand why having 100 people on your email list is simply not enough.
Yeah.
You've got to continuously grow your email list.
Yeah. That's interesting. Those numbers are very interesting. I'm processing them in my own business. And I'm like, huh, Well, that's good to know. So what are some of the things that we can start doing that are going to get us better results for email marketing? You don't have to tell us all your secrets, but tell us a few.
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to the foundations because I know you have a number of people who are just getting started, right, in your community. It starts off, the three basic things is you've got to get clear about who your audience is. You've got to be clear about what you're offering them, like the problem that you're solving for them. And then you've got to be clear about your messaging. Because if you get those wrong, you're going to end up with a lot of people on your email list who don't belong there. And then you're going to be really, really sad because you're like, I got all these people, but no one's doing anything. Well, who are you targeting?
Yeah.
Are you talking to the right people? Well, what did you offer them? And then what did you say to them? Right. Those three things, if you nail those three things down, and we help our clients get that a lot because it's not as easy as just saying I work with women who are over 40. That's everybody.
Right? Yeah.
You know, or I work with women who have high power jobs. That's a lot of people. It's really getting to the core of who is your audience and what is the problem that you can solve for them with your skills that you love to use. And then what are the words that are going to connect to that audience to make them say, hey, I'm interested enough to give you my email address so we can continue that virtual dialogue.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So before we get all caught up in the shiny objects and like, oh, I need to hire a copywriter. I need to take this class to learn how to make a CTA that is amazing and converts. Like all of that is good and important, right? But what you're saying is we need to have that foundation before we start putting sprinkles on top.
Absolutely. And I know it sounds unsexy, you know, but here's the deal. If you don't have those foundational pieces, all the other things that you're trying to do are going to fall down like dominoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's different parts to it too, right? Because there's getting people on your email list. There's a whole art to that, creating a lead magnet, getting people into the funnel, all of the things there. But then once you have them on your list, what do you do with them? Like I'm equating it to my own business. I was a dating coach for 6 years before this. I had almost 4,000 people on my email list. I am now a business coach. I just made the transition probably 6 months ago. I have 400 people on my email list, and I am already making way more sales than I ever did as a dating coach. And it's because of what you're saying, right? I'm really dialed into this is exactly who I help. This is what I do. And my messaging is much more clear than it was when I was like, I help single women find love. And every single woman everywhere was like, wait, what? I don't know what that means. And that's never going to happen. So it's really, I mean, I tell that story because it seems like to have almost 4,000 people on your email list would be the better scenario, right? But if you don't know what to do with those people once they're on your list, or you don't know exactly what you're doing when you're bringing people onto your list, that was part of the problem too, right? I wasn't bringing the right people onto my list. So you've got to have all of those pieces in place in order for the magic to happen, right?
Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons why I love quizzes so much. That's part of what we do is we build quiz funnels for folks because you get more information than just an email address. And I think that makes it really hard for people to market because all I know about you is, you know, your name at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
I don't know why you decided to opt in. I don't know what your biggest challenges are. Like there are certain questions that you can ask in a quiz that now allow you to say, oh, this is why you're here. And if this is why you're here, this is the best way for me to help you. And what that does is it shortens your sales cycle, right? Because now you're not just sending out messages to the general masses and everybody needs X, Y, and Z. You're really able to tailor and personalize your marketing and messaging. And that's where the future of marketing is going. People want personalized content. They want personalized offers and personalized messaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that means more than just like set it up so that your first name is in the email.
That's a great start. If that's all you got, go with it. Right.
But what you're saying is there are ways to get even more personalized than that. And that's one of the things that you help people with, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about what you do. If people are listening to this, they're like, my email marketing game is not strong, or it is, and I know it could be better. What are some of the ways that people can connect with you if they want to know more about what you do?
Absolutely. So the best way that we're telling people to connect with us right now is to go to a workshop that we have called the Leads Workshop. Mm. You can go to theleadsworkshop.com. And what I talk about on there is a stress-free client attraction system. And I'm talking about using automation, right? Because that's what my clients want. My colleagues are brilliant at what they do. But what they don't know how to do is they don't know how to get more visibility. They don't know how to get more volume. And they're trying to do everything manually. So we want to show them how to automate their marketing, because I want people to have a repeatable system so they can have predictable income. See, if I can show you how to bring in the same amount of people every single month, and you get really good at getting 10 sales from those people that you bring in every month, then every month you're going to know that you've got a set income coming in, and you're not going to be on that roller coaster, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this month I got sales, next month I got nothing. So at the end of the day, our goal is to help people create a repeatable marketing system so they have predictable income. And we do that by helping them automate their marketing.
Oh, I love that. You're speaking my language, especially because so many people who get into business, like I totally remember when I first started coaching and I got my first certification and I was like, okay, I'm a coach. Who's ready for coaching? Hello. Then I was like, oh, wait, there's actually more to it than that. Right. Yeah. There's all, and nobody, we didn't get into business because we want to do funnels and marketing and sales and right? Like that's not, I mean, unless that's your business, which that's right. Why you got into business. You love that stuff. But most of us who got into business, not related to that, it wasn't because we wanted to do all of those things. And so what you're saying is you help people figure out how to do that in a simpler, easier way and get it all automated so then they can spend their time focusing on what they actually want to do.
Absolutely. And quite honestly, I didn't even start this part of the business. What I started with was helping people build courses. When I was in corporate America, that's my background. I was a classroom teacher. Then I went into corporate America and I was a training specialist. I have a master's degree in instructional design. And I was helping my clients build courses. We would make these amazing courses. And I would say, well, who are you going to sell your course to? Do you have an email list? They're like, how, what? I'm like, do you have people to sell your course to? I know. I just wanted to build a course.
Yeah.
And so I started, that's how I got to this space where I am now. It's like, okay, you can't sell anything if you don't have an audience to sell to. So let me ease your pain and let me help put that in place. So now you can sell courses, coaching, products, whatever it is, because you've got an audience to have that's looking for what you have to offer.
Love it. I will be at the Leads Workshop. Everyone who's listening, be at the Leads Workshop. I'll be there. I will put the link in the show notes so everyone can connect with you that way. And thank you so much, Ty. This has been awesome.
Thank you. It's been fantastic.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Your Relationship With podcast. If you liked what you hear, be sure to subscribe because there's more awesome episodes coming up. I would also love for you to leave us a review on whatever platform you listen on. It helps other amazing female entrepreneurs like you find the information that they need on our podcast. Have a great day.